I feel very angry today, and I'm not sure I can pinpoint why. So I figured I'd just talk about it and maybe I could get to where the anger is coming from. I don't know. I feel like I spend a lot of my time listening to or consuming media from people who are doing what they want to do with their lives. People that wake up every day and are looking forward to the day rather than dreading it. People that are filled with a joy for life rather than despair. People that have won the game. They've won the game and they can choose to step in and play or just step out and spectate while the rest of us are stuck, forced to play the game of life. And I think what really makes me angry is just when I look at all of the opportunities that I had or have had, and just the choices that were taken away from me. I think back to just like a lot of my anger, I think, really stems from my family. And it really frustrates me to think about how long I was just plugged into their way of life, into their expectations, into what they believe was the right and only way to live one's life. And I know that I'm pretty young and I understand that I still have a whole life ahead of me, but it's really difficult to shake the feeling of, wow, I've wasted all this time, or wow, I've wasted all this energy, or wow, I've invested so much into this space and I'm not going to get a return on it. Even with simple things like spirituality, I guess I grew up, well, not simple things. Spirituality is not simple at all. But I grew up, in a very, very, very Christian home, just like hyper conservative. We didn't have any alcohol. There was no talking of sex or sex ed. I wasn't allowed to play video games. I wasn't allowed to own a console. No one around was smoking marijuana. It was just this prim and proper, and all that matters is you have to do well in school. And I just think about how narrow-minded that was. I just like the absurdity of a living situation like that in light of the 21st century just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't. Like, I look around and there are people who are making a ton, like they're making a good living, right? They might not be making millions, they might not be making hundreds of thousands. They're making a living, right, off of their creative or artistic hobbies, right, or talents. The people that are out here drawing art, right? I love fan art. I love comic books. I love anime. I love animation. Anything in the vein of it's been created. I just love all of that 3D modeling. I find all of it so like entertaining. It's like fascinating that someone comes up with nonfiction. Someone comes up with a whole reality that they create a world, right? Like that's the thing. When I see anime, when I see animation, when I see 3D models, even in video games, it's like someone or someone's created a whole universe. They created a whole universe and populated it with characters that have their own character flaws, and they have traits, and you have character development, and I think this is amazing. This is an entire, it's an escape. This is an entire escape from, it's an escape from the reality that I live in. It's an escape from the reality that I live in because I don't enjoy this. Maybe that's a big part of why I find all of that so entertaining. The character is in these. In animation and in anime and in 3D modeled character, always they all have their flaws, yes, but you always see their trajectory. They're headed towards something, commonly filled with conviction. I don't have that burning desire. I look back and I feel like it's been all sapped out of me. I feel like a like a tree, like a maple tree. That's maybe a good analogy, where you tap the maple tree and out comes all of the syrup, and then it's taken off to be made into maple syrup that's sold in stores commercially. And the tree doesn't reap any benefit from any of this, right? It's not like the tree gets all the money that's made, you know, the millions of dollars that PC is making or Loblaws is making per year, or Zara's Market is making. The tree doesn't get any of this money back. And, you know, a lot of big corporations will actively avoid trying to be eco-friendly. So even if they could take that money and maybe invest it in the land, or invest it in fertilizer research, let's say, or go and plant, you know, one additional trees, they're just going to line their pockets with the money. That's generally what happens. And it's miserable. It's miserable. I don't even know, like, am I angry or am I just extremely unhappy? And I don't know how to express it outside of anger. You know, like when I think about it, I'm like, how, like, just as a child, did I have any way to express my emotions outside of being angry? Like, was I allowed to be unhappy? Was I taken seriously if I was unhappy? Was I taken seriously if I was annoyed? Was I taken seriously if I was peeved? Was I taken seriously if I was having a bad day and needed support? Was I taken into consideration as a human being? Or was it when, you know, I was enraged that someone would look over and say, okay, we've got to actually pay attention to this thing. Like, it's a problem now, right? Like, is the function of anger in my life, is the function of anger in my life a result of it being that I wouldn't be paid attention to until I was angry? And then once I was angry, it wasn't that we're paying attention because we want what's best for you. It's we're paying attention because we've seen you when you're angry and we don't want that outcome. It's fear. I don't want a fear-based response to myself for being myself as myself. People want to be respected, right? I want to be respected, not feared, right? And that's the thing. Like, you don't want to be feared because that makes you a threat, right? Respect is saying, like, this person has accomplished A, B, and C, or this person has chosen to be A, B, and C, and I want to be A, B, and C. Whereas fear says, this person has accomplished A, B, and C, and I'm worried that they're going to utilize that on me. Or this person has decided to be A, B, and C, and I don't want to interact with them as that person. Like, that is fear, right? That's not what you want. That's not what I want. This is really just completely free flow of consciousness. I'm not even following a script or anything here. I don't have anything written down. I really didn't plan this one out. I've just had a very angry day. And I feel like I maybe am realizing that a lot of what I thought I was doing is I thought that I was being mature and moving on, right? I was looking back and I said, you know what, I had a childhood that I wouldn't wish on other people. I had a experience growing up I just didn't enjoy. We just didn't have anything. We didn't have anything. My parents were hard asses and I just had not a great experience. And I think that I looked at myself and I said, well, you know what, now you're an adult, right? You're a man, you know, you're out of the home and it's like your job to take responsibility for all of your actions, and build the life that you want. And I still believe that. I still believe that's true. But at the same time, that's not, like, there's no grieving process there. That skips, you know, denial, anger. It skips the five steps and just jumps straight to acceptance. And I think I need to give myself the space to be angry. And I'm scared of that anger. I'm scared. I think back to the kid I was when I was in, you know, in middle school or in elementary, I was extremely violent, just constantly getting into fights with people. If anyone rubbed me the wrong way or bumped my shoulder, or I was just ready to just knock them out, you know, put up your dukes type thing. And it worries me because I've seen me be this person time and time again. You know, I realized when I moved into high school and I got, you know, a little bit of a better grasp on my emotions, I stopped this. But I didn't deal with any of the underlying issues. I just entered the phrase of, well, you know, you have to take responsibility for your action. But I've seen it. I've totally seen it. If I'm walking down the street, or, you know, if I'm in a crowded area, or just people are getting in my space, or someone is getting in my face, I'm itching to just have them like lightly tap me so I can just be enraged. I can just be enraged and take it all out on this person. And, you know, in this fictional scenario, even if this individual is an asshole, they don't deserve any of this. They don't deserve the output of any of this rage I'm harboring. I haven't been able to move on. I haven't been able to move on because I haven't allowed myself to be unhappy. I haven't allowed myself to be angry. I haven't given myself the space for that because I'm scared of what happens if I do that. That's really what it is. I'm scared of that. I don't want to be an angry individual. I don't want to be a violent individual. And, you know, the places that I can normally direct that anger are physical activity, right? I can go to the gym and I can make progress on my squats, on my deadlifts, on my bench press, on my curl. I can do that and I can take out the anger. It's beautiful. And then it's all replaced with serotonin, right? Or it's all replaced with the good feeling after you leave a workout. You know, you come in unhappy about your life. You're angry. I'm angry, rather. I come in unhappy with my life, angry about everything that's going on around me. And I take that all out on these dumbbells, on these barbells. And then I leave feeling great. And I wonder, like, how do I have this feeling all the time? And, you know, I thought the solution was I just need to go to the gym every single day. And I became a gym rat. And I still am a gym rat. And I still think the gym is very good for your mental health. But I haven't allowed myself to be unhappy. I haven't actually, like, this isn't actually acceptance. This is accepting the future, but this is not accepting the past. Right? This is like, I haven't accepted that, like, inside I'm just this, you know, 10-year-old. You know, deep in the recesses of my mind, there's a 10-year-old boy that is enraged. That is, you know, he was never loved for being a kid. He was never loved for the individual that he was. He was never loved for his traits. All that he was good for, all that he was fed was, you're responsible for your family, you're responsible for your siblings, and you have to do well in academia. That's the only way you can get ahead. And it's just so sad to me because this kid had so many, he had dreams. He wanted to be a comic artist. He wanted to go to comic cons every year. You know, he wanted to learn Photoshop. He wanted to go into graphic design. He always thought sneakers were really cool. This kid is completely different from the man that I am now. But he exists in all of my hobbies. He exists in everything I enjoy to do. And it's because that kid is still the core of who I am. I haven't moved past him. The core of my being hasn't changed since I was 10 or 14. Deep down, I'm just angry at the world. I'm angry at people. I'm angry at my family. I'm angry at myself because I never allowed myself to work through it. It's just a wall that's there. And instead of saying, how do I get over this wall? Or, you know, how do I knock down this wall, honestly? I said, well, I'm going to take responsibility. This wall is my wall, and I stand beside it. I don't stand beside my trauma. I don't stand beside the things that hold me back. I take responsibility for moving past them, not shacking up and moving in with them. So, I don't know. That's the problem with all of this. For me, is even if I identify what the problem is, that's just the first step, right? Then you've got to be able to identify ways to solve the problem or get past it. Am I still thinking far too rationally? I don't know. There's a disconnect between my brain and what it knows to do and my heart and how I actually feel. And I think until those two are in sync, I won't be able to move forward. So I need to find a way to give myself space to accept all the emotions that I felt when I was younger, accept all of the anger, all of the rage, all of the disappointment that I've just shoved somewhere into the back of my being. But it's like a cursed tree growing in the back of my mind. I haven't actually gotten rid of it. It's just burrowed underground and the roots are deeper and deeper. And this is the tough work, right? This is the tough work. The physical work is not that difficult. It's just eating less and working out more, right? The mental work is not that difficult. It is just finding ways to challenge yourself every day, whether it's you're doing a daily puzzle or even you're just anything. There are so many ways to challenge yourself daily, just even reading. Something as simple as reading a chapter a day will expand your mind, so to speak, or just help you think better. But the emotional work, I would say the emotional work and the financial work are just the most difficult. It's just like, I know where I am, I know where I want to be, and between here and there, it's just a giant fog. I need a game plan. I need steps forward. I need to figure out a way to give myself space to accept everything that's happened up to this point, absolve myself of it, and then choose to move forward. Something like that. So I will think about that, and I will try to find some sort of active ways to move forward with that. 17 minutes, longest one so far. Thanks for listening.